Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The 34th Alaska Legislature convenes today. The 90-day session is scheduled to conclude on April 20th. However, a special vote can extend the session an additional 30 days if necessary. Legislators have pre-filed a host of House and Senate bills, including six from Peninsula lawmakers. Representative Sarah Vance and Senator Jesse Bjorkman each pre-filed a trio of bills. Vance, who won re-election after a stiff challenge from former Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly President Brent Johnson, pre-filed House Bills 29, 46, and 47. House Bill 29 provides for an effective date and group insurance coverage and self-insurance coverage for school district employees, employees of the University of Alaska, and employees of other governmental units in the state. House Bill 46 relates to minors and the distribution and use of electronic applications, and House Bill 47 relates to crime and criminal procedures, to AI-generated obscene child sexual abuse material, to the powers of district judges and magistrates, to teaching certificates, and to the licensing of school bus drivers. Bjorkman, who was re-elected last November after former District 8 Representative Ben Carpenter forewent his seat in the House to challenge for Senate District D, pre-filed Senate Bills 29, 30, and 35. Senate Bill 29 relates to an executive administrator for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Senate Bill 30 seeks to make certain veterans eligible for a lifetime permit to access state park campsites and the parking and restrooms of developed facilities without charge, providing for an effective date. And Senate Bill 35 relates to transportation networks and delivery network companies. In addition to Vance and Bjorkman, House Representatives Justin Ruffridge and Bill Elam will take part in this year's legislative session. Girl Scout Troop 210 and the Rotary Club are still building bucket trees for the Russian River campgrounds. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Rotary Club and Girl Scouts teamed up to build bucket trees to prevent wildfires in Alaska. Girl Scout Troop 210, led by Leah Eskelin, previously won the 2024 Caring for the Kenai Award, which led them to earn the 2024 President's Environmental Youth Award in Washington, D.C., which recognizes outstanding youth dedicated to environmental stewardship. After witnessing the impact of the 2019 Swan Lake fires, which burned over 170,000 acres of land, the students decided to take action to help protect and educate their community. The team from Troop 210 developed the Bucket Trees for Campfire Safety Project in the Kenai Peninsula. Since 2022, the group has also installed 18 bucket trees on campgrounds in the Kenai Peninsula. These stands have several empty loaner buckets for visitors and campers to use. The buckets, labeled with fire safety instructions, are distributed by host agencies that continue to advocate for their use, thereby promoting sustainable fire safety practices and mitigating the risk of human-caused wildfires. Now Troop 10 is back with more bucket trees, yet these are being deployed to the Russian River campground. Eskelin says they are aiming to have bucket trees available anywhere anyone would have a warming fire or a campfire, and they are increasingly needed on the east side of the peninsula.
We don't want our community to deal with negative effects of forest fires. So putting our kind of energies towards prevention, but also learning through these girls how we can go out and recreate in campgrounds in our area and not leave a campfire behind that could escape.
Girl Scout Troop 210 presented the idea to the Rotary Club at a board meeting. Brian Irwin, president of the Soldotna Rotary Club, thanks Troop 10 for bringing this to the Rotary's attention.
So I'll be sending this all to the presidents of the clubs out there in Alaska, see if we can't get more bucket trees and more campgrounds throughout our state.
Irwin says Troop 210 and the Rotary Club's goal is to make this official statewide. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.